Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and praise the Lord, everybody. I'm so sorry for the lateness of the hour. I was a minute late on here. I just give God all the praise and all the glory tonight. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer this evening. A scripture, a song, and a prayer. I'm sorry. We're not going to have a song. We're going to have a scripture. Okay. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 58. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do you judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart, ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear. Something going on here. I hear something talking. Just give me a second now. Okay. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers. Charming never go wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lion, O Lord. Let them melt away as water, which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrow, let them be as cut in pieces, as a snail which melted. Let every one of them pass away like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun before you. Your pots can feel the thorns. He shall take them away, they whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judges in the earth. I have just read you Psalms 58 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Just one second, y'all. I don't know what I can get right quick. Give me a second. I had a meeting today. Today it's at 7 o'clock, and it just kind of threw me behind. So.
This is my
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just come tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, just thanking and praising you, God, for another opportunity to study your word on tonight. I ask you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to let Deborah decrease and let the Holy Ghost increase in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, to move by your power, God. Move by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to open up our understanding on tonight that we may understand and receive your word, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I know nothing of myself, God, but it's you, God, that I know. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone that will watch, listen to this radio broadcast, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to just cover them right now in the blood of Jesus. Cover their homes and their vehicles right now, Jesus. I thank you right now. I bless your holy name, God. I just ask you right now to bind up the enemy, bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every medium, every psychic, every demon on assignment. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind them up. I cast them out. I command them to go from this live broadcast and from our lives in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now. I praise you now. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Take over, Holy Spirit, and take control in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So let it be. Amen. So now we'll get ready to start the reading. We are in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel. We're going to start reading the first chapter.
1 Samuel chapter 1. Now there was a certain man of Rephathim Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, and the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, and the son of Tohu, and the son of Zuphi, and Ephronite. And he had two wives that came, the name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Man went up out of the city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And when that time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all their sons and their daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And the adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, that why weeping thou, and why eatest thou not, and why is thy heart grieved? Am I not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest set up a seat by the post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a male child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Beliah, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did not eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the early, and they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house in Ramah Kana, knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all of his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, and he may bear, and he may appear before the Lord, and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do not seem as the good, tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord established his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young, and they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. Amen.
And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemy, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides thee, neither there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry cease, so that the barren seven and she that have many children is waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of the heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horns of his anointed. Elkanah to Ramah to his house, and the child did minister unto the Lord before Eli the priest. Now the son of Eli were sons of Beliah. They knew not the Lord, and the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came while the flesh was in seething with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand, and he struck it into the pan or kettle or colander or pot. All that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took. They did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came thither. Also, before they burnt the fat, the priest's servant came, and he said to the man that sacrificed, give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of these, but raw. And if any man said unto him, let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thy soul desires, that he would answer him, nay, but thou shalt give it me now, and if not, I will take it by force. Wherefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for the men abhorred the offering of the Lord, but Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child girded with a lion ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, the Lord giveth thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord. And they went into their own home. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare three sons and two daughters. And the children and the child Samuel grew before the Lord. Now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel and how they lay with women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said unto them, why do as ye such? For I hear of your evil dealings by all this people. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. Ye make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. And there came a man of God unto Eli and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer unto my altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at my offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourself fat with all the offerings of Israel, my people. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and thy house of thy father shall walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thy arm and thy arm of thy father's house, that there should not be any old man
in thy house, and thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation, and in all the wealth which God shall give Israel, and there shall not be an old man in thy house forever. And the man of thine whom I shall not cut off from my altar shall be to consume thy eyes and to grieve thy heart, and all thy increase of thy house shall die at the flower, in the flower of thy age. And this shall be a sign unto thee, that shall come up on thee two sons, on Hephaniah and Phinehas, in one day they shall die, both of them. And I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in my heart and in my mind, and I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left in thy house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, put me, I pray thee, into one of thy priest offices, that I may eat a piece of bread. I have just read you chapter 2 in its entirety. We're going to get ready to go into our questions. When I find them, okay. Wait a minute, y'all. That is not it. Okay. Question number 1 from chapter 1. What did Hannah pray for from the Lord? What did she pray for? I'm sorry. Okay, pray for a son. In chapter 1. She prayed for a son. What did Hannah vow to God if he would answer her prayer?
Can I answer?
Mm-hmm.
She prayed to the Lord that if he gave her a male son, that she would give it back to him, that he would be given unto the Lord forever.
Yep. That's like being a Nazarite. A Nazarite. Who was a Nazarite? Samson. Like Samson was a Nazarite. She said it would never be a razor on his head. So he would be a priest forever. Mm-hmm. When Eli saw Hannah praying, what did he think was wrong with her?
Oh, Lord.
He thought she was drunk. He thought she was drunk. She was like, man. In verse 14, it says, and Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. Okay, number 4, what did Hannah name her child?
I have an answer.
Okay.
Verse 20, Samuel.
Amen. Amen. Chapter 2. What were the sins of Eli's sons? Chapter 2, what was the sin of his son?
I think it was a lot of stuff, but I think they were very greedy men, and they were very lustful. They were wanting to take the portion of what the people were sacrificing and keep some of it for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then Eli told them, I heard y'all. Well, I ain't going to say that right now. But Eli, they was doing all kind of stuff. But, and you're right, they was taking the money for themselves. And they were also laying with the women in the congregation.
when they come to the tabernacle. They were sleeping with the women. Mm-hmm. Did Eli stop his sons from committing these sins? Did he ever stop them, try to stop them?
I have an answer. I don't know if this is right, but I thought he was trying to stop. He kept telling them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that really stopped him. I know he kept telling them over and over.
Well, since he was over them, and he was like the head priest or whatever he was, he did speak to them about it, but he should have stopped them. And then he should have had them move from the position. And really, when you're doing something like that, you could be stoned. You could be stoned for that. Having sex at the church. Mm-mm. In the church. No. Okay, what did God tell Eli he would do to he and his family? Oh, Jesus.
34, he said that him and his house would be cut off from the favor of God, mm-hmm. and that both of his sons would die on the same day.
Amen. Well, he was telling them, well, nobody else going to be growing old in his household. There would be no old men in Eli's family. All of them going to die young. Mm-hmm. All of them going to die young. So that should have made them start thinking anyway. But I know a lady, both of her sons died on the same day. Both of them. I just couldn't hardly believe what she was going through. So we're going to go over everything. We're going to go over everything that we just read, because Samuel is a good book, and it's a book that will bless your socks off if you understand it. But you got to make sure you understand what you're reading. Okay. The town Ramoth was not far from Jerusalem. And Jerusalem was kind of like the main town in Israel. You know, there was a lot of other towns in Israel, but Jerusalem was about the main town in Israel. And so, Prophetess Brown was reading chapter 1, about who had who, and all of Elkanah's family was in that, in the first chapter. Thing about it, this thing was like from Hannah. You know, it was kind of a blessed thing, because there's a lot of women now that want children and can't have them. God's been to shut their womb up for some reason. But when you pray and when you seek the face of the Lord and you really want a child and you desperate for one, because that's what Hannah was. Hannah was desperate for a child. Do you hear me? She would do anything. And when she went, you know how they went up to, the men went up to do sacrifices before the Lord. It's the other lady, the other wife of Elkanah, she would just mess with Hannah and taunt her because she didn't have any children. And so she would be sad and wouldn't eat and none of that. Just, that was just her taunting her, because she had children by Elkanah. And Hannah wanted children, but Elkanah was like, don't I give you more than I give the other ones? He said, I give you so much more than 10 sons.
worth 10 sons, and you still sad and crying. But that wasn't the point. Hannah felt like God had was kind of punishing her or judging her or punishing her for something, and she wanted to please God. So she told the Lord, she made a vow unto God. She said, if you give me a son, I will give him right back to you. Would not a razor be cut found on his head? He would be yours. And that's what happened. He granted her that. Hannah and Elkanah went home because she wasn't sad no more. She felt like God was going to do just that. That's how she felt. And she felt like it. So I feel like, and this is me talking, but all of that, she was depressed and probably just weighed down and embarrassed, because back in them times, if even if you could have a baby, if you didn't have a son, people look at you funny. They look at you funny, because when you have a son, it means something. And so when she kept on praying and crying out to the Lord, he granted her that. He granted her that. And it's a blessing. It's such a blessing, I'm telling you. And God blessed Hannah, and she blessed God right back. She said, here he is, right here. And I'm going to name him Samuel. And what that name means, I think it means hear from us or hear God's voice or something like that. What does it mean? Let me see. And see, with Hannah, on down the line, see, Jesus came down through 40 and two generations. And Hannah was down through Hannah's generation. I'm telling you, down through there came Jesus. I'm telling you, it's going to come together. It's definitely going to come together. But I had studied earlier. His name means something. Samuel. Mm-hmm. His name means something. But and when she got pregnant and had that baby, she was, even before she had it, she was full of praise to God. And that's when she wrote this poem. And she made this poem of herself to the Lord. When you get that happy, hallelujah, well, you can just quote a poem to God. I feel good, and I just thank you, God, for making the me to conceive. And I thank you, God, that you are the God that bows of strong soldiers breaking you, but you weak people become strong. The weak people become strong in the presence of the Lord, and people who had plenty of food now have to work to get food. She wrote a poem and made it up herself, and it was good. Mm-hmm. And Samuel, Elkanah, he went back to Ramah, but Samuel stayed in Shiloh, and he served God with Eli. And then that's when Eli found out about his sons. But Hannah prayed, and she prayed, and she praised God with full praise. And she just thanked him for the son. She was so happy she had a son. She was happy. Mm-hmm. Because when she didn't have no children, she felt shame. And the other lady was boasting all the time. She boasts all the time. But, you know how that go. When you start boasting and think you got more than somebody else, things like that happen. That's what happens. But Jesus came down through this line, I'm telling y'all. He came down through Samuel, through that line, because after that, I think came down through David, mm-hmm. down through 40 and two generations, I'm telling you,
and it was good. But it's a man of God is another name for a prophet, and the man of God came to Eli. You know, prophets hear God and they speak for God. And so God uses that. He used that prophet to speak to Eli. God had him to remind Eli that God chose Aaron and his family as priests. Those ancestors are the members of the family who lived a long time ago, even hundreds of years ago, but it still came down to Eli's family. They were priests. But then when it got on down to Hophni and Phinehas, they clowned. They just act like they was at the club. Now, you don't even do that at the club. If they was doing it then, you know they still doing it now. That's all I'm saying. And it ain't nothing new under the sun. You know these people still, I ain't going to say they having sex inside the church, but they still doing wicked stuff. They were wicked sons. The sons of Eli were wicked men. They did not know God. Well, what they doing is priests. If they did not know God, people brought sacrifices to Shiloh, and this is how these priests behave. First, they boiled the meat in a pot. Then a servant of the priest came to the pot. He had a fork that had three corners. He pushed the fork into the pot or pan. Whenever came out of the fork belonged to the priest. They did this to all the Israelites where they came to Shiloh. When they came to Shiloh, often the servants of the priests came to the people before they had burnt the fat on the sacrifice. They eaten up the sacrifices that the people brought. The servant said, give the priest some meat to bake. He would not accept boiled meat from you. He will only accept raw meat. Sometimes the person said, you must burn the fat first, then you can take what you want. The servant replied, no, give me the meat now or I will seize it from you. And the Lord saw that the young men did what the young men had did. They did not show respect for the sacrifices that people gave to the Lord. The Lord, that their sins was very bad, and they were very bad. I'm telling you, you don't eat raw meat. What the heck wrong with y'all? And then these are sacrifices that the people brought unto the Lord. They was really acting up. Who want to eat the sacrifices they done brought to the Lord? And tell them, give it to me raw, or I'm going to just take it from you. It was clowning, and both of them died on the same day. Both of them. First of all, Eli heard about what they was doing. He did say, what y'all doing this for? Why y'all doing this in the house of God? I've heard all bad stuff about y'all, but Eli was old, too. He couldn't stop them, but the word of God say they should have been removed or they should have been stoned, one or the other. So I don't know. I just thank and praise God that God open up our eyes and he give us great discernment about these things. And if we don't ever say or correct, you know, we don't never correct them like that. We should be correcting them, and we don't. We don't, and we should. And that's why Eli got in worse trouble, because he didn't correct them. You know, you love your children,
But when they doing stuff in the house of God, when they know they priest, what you doing? You not going to tell them if they right or wrong? You know, it's not right. And so he really got them, and both of them died on the same day because of their disobedience to the Lord. That's why they died on the same day. Both of them. You know, because they were so wicked, and they was having the women from the congregation in the tabernacle, in the church. You don't do that. You don't do that. Now, look, I've been around some, so I done heard all about that kind of stuff in the church. But they were priests. They were priests. Even that, priests wore special clothes when they served God. They wore ephod. They should have had on the ephod. Father, that's like a coat.
Oh.
It's a lot. Do everybody understand? This is really good. You have any questions or comments, anyone?
I have a comment regarding Hannah, what she kind of displays and shows us the power, and we know the power of prayer. How she prayed for a child, a male child, and that, and then how the Lord gave it to her, but she also prayed and gave sacrifice and said that she would give this child back to the Lord. So it just shows too the power that we do have when we're, you know, earnestly going to the Lord and in a righteous way, that he will grant us the desires of our hearts.
Right. That's right. Well, when you want something from the Lord, sometimes you have to make sacrifices. Sometimes you do. You have to make a sacrifice. You know, and when you want to be before the Lord, and I'm just not talking about a son, or I'm talking about to get closer to the Lord. You know, like me, I'm so desperate to have God. I'm so desperate to be in the presence of God. I'm so desperate to do the things that God would have me to do. And so that's why I sacrifice like I do. That's why I fast like I do. That's why I pray like I do, because I want everything God have for me to have or to get, I want it. And so when you cannot say what you want or vow unto the Lord and don't keep it, you know what's gonna happen. You know exactly what's gonna happen. It's something. We just gotta you know, pay more attention, and as we go down in Samuel, we're going to see more and more stuff. But right here, this is the beginning of 1 Samuel, and you're going to see some things that go on in the book of Samuel. Samuel was an awesome prophet of the Lord. He was an awesome prophet of God, and he's going to tell you just like it is. He don't play no games. Nothing like that. But it was good. Any more questions? Does everyone understand tonight? I can't get one person on. It's just turning. I don't know what's wrong with it. But I really thank God for it. It's just a blessing to be able to learn, and because he said the people perish for the lack of knowledge. If you don't know something, you need to try to learn, find out, especially the word of God. Because like I said, you could be sinning and don't know it because you don't know the word of God.
So this is things that we have to do. The last person that got on the line, will you hang up and call back, please? Can you hang up and call back? Mm-hmm, because it's not letting them through. Mm-hmm. So it was good. It was good. Oh, Jesus. Okay. All right, I got everybody. Ray, what made you think you was the last person that got on? You wasn't the last person of Ray Ray, a Prophetess Morgan. Anyway.
Oh, I don't know.
Does anyone have any questions or concerns about this? And I'm excited about it because I didn't get a chance to study, like I said, like I wanted to. But, you know, I've heard and studied so many other times in the book of Samuel. So just the beginning of it is going to teach us. It's going to teach us, especially as leaders, ministers, and prophets and apostles, that you cannot do anything in the house of God. You cannot do anything as do any kind of way, live any kind of way as a leader in the church. You can't do it. You cannot do it. So this God expects for us to live holy. And even with living holy, you have a dress code. You can't live any kind of way. You can't look any kind of way. It's because, the priests have special garments. We have, that's why I wear that robe all the time. I don't want people looking at my clothes and they mind not on the word of God. But you gotta carry yourself in a way that you should. You gotta do that. You gotta carry yourself in that way. I'm telling you, you ain't gotta try to look princely and all that stuff, but you do to have a godliness about yourself. And then you sitting up wearing something tight and going up in the pulpit. No. Uh-uh. And then if you're not convicted of that, then what? We should be convicted ourselves if we weren't or doing something wrong. It ought to convict us in our heart. Well, let me pull this dress down. I see them women at the church trying to pull a dress and get it from untight, but why you wear that to church? You know, or even though it has to be the church, people, you know, shouldn't have to tell people, I'm saved, or I'm a this, or I'm a that. They ought to see the way you carry yourself, that you who you say you are. So what is their name? Phineas and Hophni was letting the women come on up in the tabernacle and they was having sex with them, then they desecrated the house of God, desecrated the priesthood and everything, and they didn't think they was going to get what they deserved. Yes, they did. And see, we just came from Judges going into Samuel. They didn't have still no king. Eli as like a judge, but he was a priest, and his sons was priests after him. But they had judges then. They still had not gotten a king yet. So they were still waiting on the king. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But all I know is it's going to get good. Anyone have anything else before we get ready to close out? Now, do we have Bible class this Thursday? No. Okay. We don't have Bible class this Thursday. We have it that Tuesday. Okay. We don't have it Thursday, right?
This is the first Thursday. It's first and third Sunday. First and
okay.
third.
Okay,
Thursday.
We have it. We have it. Okay, we have it. And that's good because I was like, you know, you get behind on it, but on this Thursday we'll have it, and we'll have our 2 to 3 chapters, what we're going to do, starting it in June. Tomorrow is the 1st of June, so, you know, I'm going to start reading with you, Prophetess Martin, Prophetess Brown. I'll start reading with you in June. And I'm just excited about the Book of Samuel. So we're going to get ready to close out. And see you all by the grace of God on Sunday for Bible class. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you tonight for the study of your word. Thank you for opening up our understanding on tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone that will watch or listen to this radio broadcast. And Father, give them understanding. Give them a clear understanding of what you're trying to tell us, God. In the name of Jesus, don't let it pass us. Don't let nothing go over our head. We want to know everything that we need to know about this book. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray and ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Okay. Well, we'll get back with you on Thursday night by the grace of God for Bible class. You all have a blessed and wonderful night. Amen. Good night. Love y'all.
Night.
Good night. Love you. Good night.
Good night. Love you.